So these routines are masters. So that means over the age of 25, I think. They will be competing at the European Championships in May, as there's a special masters section after the European Championships is finished. However, they're not competing today. They are demonstrating only. So love the costumes, the Union Jack, very British. And we've got the Spice Girls. Oh, slight fall off of the lift there. So if masters training, most of these swimmers, they've either competed in the past or they've learnt synchronized swimming later on in life. And they are doing it really for fun, for a bit of exercise. They might train 1 or 2 hours a week. You know, everybody has jobs, everyone has a life. So at that point with masters, it is a social as well as the sport as well. So they're going to be competing in a month's time at the Masters European Championships, also in London. The event itself attracted a lot of teams from Europe, many teams from all over the country. What's different compared to the actual European Championships, where the athletes, there only one country can enter an event. In the Masters, you enter under your clubs. So you can have several clubs from Great Britain actually compete. So some of these swimmers, they didn't do synchronized swimming as a child or as a teenager. So they've actually learned synchronized swimming as an adult. So they're doing really well. Synchronized swimming is one of those sports that you need to start young to actually compete at an elite level. So most people start at between 6 and 8 years old. If you want to compete at an elite level, really you need to have started by the age of 10. It's one of those that's so technically difficult. There's so much to learn on it, and it's so physically challenging as well. But it's a great sport for all ages. So in masters, you can have adults up to 90 years old competing, and they do. You know, being in water when you're older, it's a lot easier on the body than trying to do an exercise on land. And it's also a very social event as well, so it's really popular with those of all ages, which is fantastic for the sport. Ladies looking like they're having lots of fun in the routine. Difficult move to do there, back to back. Some good arm movements there on the back. When you're doing arm movements on your back, you can get to travel a lot faster than if you're doing arm movements when you're upright in egg beater, which is much more difficult to travel. Now we're into a soloist piece. So the same rules apply with the combination, be it a masters or in the competition that we just saw. So you have to have 2 sections where all the swimmers are performing, and then at least 2 sections where 3 or less are performing. And the judges, they'll be looking still for the execution, the artistic impression, and the difficulty. So whilst this is a demo only, the judges will be given scores. This will help the teams that are doing the demos to have feedback and to see what they need to train in the next month before they compete at the Masters competition in London. So everyone here giving them a round of applause. It takes a lot of courage to come up here and to perform in front of a crowd, particularly after the Great Britain team have performed.